I'm Sandy Stapchinsky from Human Resources Services. Performance systems and merit-based compensation plans are expected to grow nationwide in local government. First, an overview on performance appraisal. A well-administered performance appraisal system serves many purposes: to facilitate employee cooperation and productivity towards organizational goals and improve job performance, to establish the basis for communication, counseling, and coaching for improved job performance, to provide an opportunity for mutual problem solving between supervisor and employee, to serve as a basis for merit increases, and to assemble data for use as a guide in policy development, such as promotions or disciplinary actions. Many municipalities today strive to develop a merit-based compensation plan and the necessary performance tools for assessing an employee's performance based upon expectations inherent in the job description and related to departmental goals. With demands on public service and shrinking municipal budgets, many cities and towns and counties alike cannot afford to automatically increase salaries for years of service. However, they believe it would be beneficial to be able to reward those employees who went beyond what is expected of them. Therefore, municipal officials seek to have merit systems which, 1, provide a means of promoting professional growth through a measured means of annual performance evaluation. 2, provide a means of recognizing those employees who have distinguished themselves and thereby afford financial remuneration for such performance. 3, provide a method of retaining qualified employees for longer duration. 4, provide a formalized method of providing plan change for the employees so as to be in concert with their respective municipal department. In general, merit pay helps an employee differentiate between the performances of high and low performing employees and reward the performance of the higher performers. B, an option for advancement through the compensation plan based on merit. One alternative is to have a blended compensation administration program whereby employees move through the compensation plan from minimum to mid-range within 4 to 5 years based on satisfactory annual performance reviews in increments or steps. If the employee receives a commendable or satisfactory review, he or she moves to the next level step within the pay range up until the midpoint of the grade range. When an employee reaches the mid-level of the grade range, he or she moves into the merit area of the plan. This would be the mid-range to the maximum range, and is evaluated based on high levels of merit. Movement through the second half of the pay range is based upon outstanding or better performance for the employees on this portion of the compensation plan. The employee's evaluation must be better than commendable or satisfactory in order to receive merit pay. The intent is to reward employees for performance above and beyond that required for the position after they have reached the natural growth for the position based on requisite knowledge, ability, and skills. Wider pay ranges of approximately 40% to 45% from minimum to maximum would be helpful here to provide flexibility to the manager. There are, however, some cautionary measures for this type of a system, and one being that the locality must be able to fund the merit pay. Oftentimes, these systems are developed and the funding is not provided. Therefore, the employee does not move beyond the midpoint of the pay range. This gives false hope to the employees when no real system exists. Also, it is important to have fair and consistent policies and guidelines so the program is implemented consistently throughout the organization. We understand that the local government and the labor market are somewhat fluid and subject to change as the economy goes up and down through the years. Therefore, it should not be expected that these merit systems will provide solutions to all of your performance compensation problems, and it doesn't eliminate the need for some discretionary judgment in the implementation of the program, of course. However, a well-planned, budgeted, and managed pay-for-performance system can provide an alternative to automatic, multi-year step longevity-based systems while ensuring natural growth for a limited number of years, and then some type of a reward system for those deserving employees in the municipal workforce who work above and beyond and maintain high levels of achievement. Nothing demotivates a high performer faster than knowing that employees who have contributed much less in the organization have received the same pay increase or bonus. C. Simple acts of kindness. In closing, remember that recognition and praise is one of the most effective tools in the manager's toolbox. It is often overlooked in the very public, demanding, hectic, and political work environment in which we work in local government. As a manager, going out of your way to praise an employee's effort or performance can make a huge difference in the workday for that employee. Stating a job well done, remembering someone's birthday, taking someone to lunch on their work anniversary date, taking an interest in a special project the employee feels particularly proud of. These are all very simple expressions, yet they can be profoundly motivating to the employee. As manager, you want to make sure that your employees feel appreciated and fulfilled in the public workplace.